All right, welcome back to the Skid Pad Podcast. This is episode two and all that good stuff. We have a pretty hot topic to jump right into, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah, highly unfortunate steak choices from someone that likes it basically burnt.
Okay, you know, I'm not going to sit here and take this.
Steak is cooked a certain way, and when you go and ask the chef, you know, I want it cooked the way that he wants it cooked, and it comes out rare, that means it's done right. Chef knows best. You don't know best.
No, I don't. But at the same time, okay.
Did you create steaks?
Did I what?
Did you create steaks?
No.
Did you create the way they're meant to be cooked? No.
No.
Okay.
I know what you're gonna say.
You're gonna say, "Oh, but this is the way I like to eat it." Okay.
Also, well, I see Gordon Ramsay and all these motherfuckers out here doing it.
Okay. Certain things are cooked a certain way. And that's how they're meant to be eaten.
Got it. So because a handful of people up here.
You know what? Next time that I have spaghetti or.
Yeah, how do you have spaghetti? Do you have it like.
You know, I should just cook it with just ketchup. It's so much better with ketchup than a red sauce.
What the
right?
hell are you talking about?
Why not have spaghetti and meatballs with Alfredo sauce?
That's the same thing.
Okay.
How is ketchup and marinara the same thing?
I mean, it's still both
it's
made by
not.
Tomatoes.
A medium rare is a perfectly acceptable cooked bit to steak. Oh, my God. But you like it still mooing. Like, the fuck is this?
Oh, that's the best flavor.
Where it's slightly colored on the outside, half a millimeter in, blood.
Best way. Flavor.
My God. I can't.
You know what? Why don't you ask a dog? What's the best way to cook the meat? Oh, that's right.
So we're dogs now.
We are dogs.
No, we're not. We're human beings with brains and thought.
Nah. So does a dog. Dog's got a brain and has thoughts, which is, what's my next meal? Oh, that's right. The one that's cooked on the stove or a grill? Nah. The
oh
one that it chews
God.
Into.
Raw. No, you're not. No, you can't have. No. I can't be out here eating bloody ass blood.
That's
yuck.
Yeah.
Icky, yucky, gross.
Well, when the world goes to shit, you're going to be
that's
the first
different.
To go.
That's different.
You're
going
to be
no,
the
no,
first
no, no,
to
no,
go.
No, 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 no. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, when the apocalypse hits you.
I never said that.
Fire is fire. Then what are you saying? What is the only, like, when something happens, the bloodiest of blood will be the acceptable way and the only way we can
I don't
can
know.
Say.
I can't tell you until it happens.
It's because we have access to fire.
Yeah.
We have access to fire.
And you know how to make a fire?
Yeah.
You sure?
Dude, I'm half Albanian. We're fucking pyromaniacs to begin with.
How much camping have you done in your life?
Many a camp.
A campaign, not a camp.
Many
you go
a
to camp.
Tents the whole nine.
Oh, wow. The tents and the whole nine.
Oh, sorry. We didn't fucking shoot an elk and fucking gut it and skin it and put it over a fire. And then we sell the skin to save our families.
Okay.
What are you talking about? What was camping for you then?
Basically sleeping on the fucking ground with nothing there.
What are you, Bear Grylls?
No, just a kid from Vermont that went camping a lot and
well,
tents and slept
the
on
house?
The ground
why
in a sleeping
why?
Bag
why?
And sometimes
why?
Outside.
What do you have against shelter? What do you have against something over the head?
Nothing. It was experience.
Well, I had experience. I tripped a lot and bled a lot. That was my camping.
Oh, I had a lot of that.
See?
A lot of poison ivy.
Oh, I can't attest to that. I don't know.
That's okay.
I've actually never been. I don't think I'm. Allergic.
Never actually been camping. I knew. City boys.
Reach over this fucking fucking table. I almost said fucking fire. I can't even think straight right now. I went camping.
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, we went camping. It was a lodge. Like, it was a cabin or some dumb shit. Like these fucking, you know, Beverly Hills pieces.
How does City Boys camp?
We had tents. Is that not camping?
Sure. How close were you to the lodge?
What lodge?
I don't know.
I didn't know where a lodge was.
I don't know. Where do Connecticut kids fucking camp?
The dumbass ones go to
it's like camping every day here in Vermont.
That you well, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. Except Rutland. What's the big city?
Burlington.
Yeah. Is that Burlington? Motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different.
I don't count them as Vermonters. They're not
Oh.
People of Vermont.
People, oh.
I'll put that out there. Okay. I'll actually put that out there.
That's fair.
Burlington, those people aren't even from here.
I would love to go against you, 90%
besides the business owners and such, and the people in surrounding towns that venture to downtown in the city of Burlington, those are Vermonters. But the people that live in Burlington, in South Burlington, they're not Vermonters. I don't know. None of them could sit there and tell me that they are. I'll argue that till 6 feet blue under. In the face, that's fine.
That's fair. Start off hot.
Yeah.
Start off hot. Love you.
Nice Bucky's hat. I didn't realize you're wearing a Bucky's hat. Not gonna say I love Great you experience back. At Bucky's.
Not going to say I love you back, huh?
I love you too.
Thank you. Yeah, no, Bucky. Shout out Bucky's. Fucking love Bucky's.
Our first experience at Bucky's ever in our entire lives. The two of us. Oh my
God. We have to talk about this. I love yo.
Fuckies is amazing. What,
Fuckies? Did you say?
Fuckies. All right, well, he's dead. Fuckies, amazing.
Yo, we're going to get like a cease and desist.
The whole crew, whole cabin.
Yo.
Going to Bucky's.
Bucky's, for clarity. Yeah, no, Bucky's is the...
Explain your side of it. Your experience with it.
I felt nothing but warmth, if I'm being honest. Like, 7-Eleven, get your shit together. Like, shout out 7... But, like, get it together. Go to a Bucky's.
Honestly, the amount options at Bucky's... Oh, and I guess maybe God. It's not fair because we're at the world's largest Bucky's.
Which?
You know, in Tennessee.
In Tennessee.
What are you going to do?
Pigeon Forge. Was in Pigeon Forge.
I think it counts as Sevierville.
Sevierville.
Yeah.
That one. Pretty hard to miss because it is, you know, you can see it from goddamn space. This thing is massive.
It is massive. What is it? How many pumps? 100 and something
120.
Pumps?
120 pumps.
Pumps.
Pumpas for gas.
I don't
gas
know if that includes the diesel.
Liquid.
I don't even know if that includes diesel for the track trailer trucks.
Oh, shit. I don't know either.
I don't know.
Question. If we're going to be on it.
We'll check it next time.
I want to say yes because I could have sworn I saw a couple of trucks with cars on trailers.
It had to have been all the way at the far end.
I don't
know. All the way to the east side.
Stay tuned for next time.
That tells you how familiar we are with this Bucky's now.
Yo, it literally been there four times.
Four or five times? Oh, my God. How many years? Three? Four?
Well, no, because this was...
Oh, the amount of times we went to it?
Two Bucky's, yeah.
Oh, man. Four or five times? Because
it was freshly
easily
built.
Within the week?
Oh, my God. And by the way, not enough times.
No, because you know what? We go there to say that you've been to the Bucky's, right? And you're like, oh, I got to get a couple things.
It's like, oh, I got
until you realize what's in that Bucky's. You know, you could try every flavor of beef jerky. They make it there in-house.
Okay, how many flavors of beef jerky?
Easily 20. Easily 20 in front of you. And they will hand it to you to try each and every single one of them.
And did you?
And you can walk away.
Did you? Look in at the kitchen?
Massive.
Son. Oh my God. The quality and the size of this kitchen.
Now, we always talk
Wild.
About it. Things get all the hype and things fall. We will see each year that we go if the quality goes down at that Bucky's. Hard for it to go down by the time next year. I only say this because we had those brisket and pulled pork sandwiches and the mixed sandwiches of everything together in one. And I will tell you right now, you can go to your local favorite barbecue place.
Anywhere.
And you say, that's the best. That's the best right there.
Yeah.
Okay. You can go to this Bucky's and eat that and say, damn, that's pretty good. That tastes like home. That tastes like... Now, coming from Vermont, maple syrup. And microbreweries. What are you going to do? That's all we have, right? Yep. And skiing, snowboarding, hockey.
Yes.
Snowmobiling, whatever you want to say. That's we don't have much.
Land of...
What are you getting at?
Nothing. Continue.
Yeah. Okay. So, regardless, my point is that the quality of their food is amazing. The fact that they smoke their own biscuit, it's all... put together, chopped up, served to you right there fresh.
Ugh, in front
and
of
yes,
you.
Of course. It's so popular right now, nothing stays on the shelves. So no matter what, you're going to have fresh sandwiches. And that even goes to Philly's and such.
Yeah.
Which
yes.
subpar had Philly's everywhere,
yes.
including Philly.
Yeah, yo, shout out Philly. I went to school for Philly and stuff like that. So I've spent years at Philly and I love their shit. But Yeah, even that was a tip of the cap to them. It was like, it was a good effort.
It was very, yes.
Good effort.
And for me, it's like the Buc-ee's, man. You're just like, oh, you show up, you're like, oh, I'm at a Buc-ee's. And then you get in there and you're like, oh, I got all these options now. From the deli to them making the jerky and then having the fresh barbecue food. And then you realize, you know what? You go over and you go and find yourself your favorite energy drink on the wall or water, whatever. And you're like,
fully stocked, by the way.
There is every drink that you've ever heard of in the walls.
I'm
just like, that's too many options.
You know,
and
what
did I do? I did. I grabbed a drink that I've never seen before or ever heard of, and I had to try it. Not my forte.
But it was
anybody wants to know, Monster, Strawberry Dreams, sugar-free. Best drinks for me.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah. Shout out.
Still going to buy someday. Wish sooner than most. It's okay.
Monster, if you're listening, send your boy a case.
Monster. I will paint a car. And I will put on Monster Strawberry Dreams livery on the car.
Dude, that would be
I have no so problem fire. Doing that.
Yeah.
I have that shade of your can. Non-copyright, okay?
Yeah.
Non-copyright. Yep. I have that color. I can get that color. I can paint that color. Mm. And I can put the livery on. I would be very happy.
Monster, balls in your court. Anyways, the fact that it was there, like the I think that's what it was. If we're going to be straight about it, the number of options on it within any category of anything.
Say it's overrated if we want, because most people always say, okay, it's overrated, blah, blah. Okay, I've been to a million different states with all kinds of their own in-state and out-of-state gas stations.
Yep.
Definitely the cleanest and best one I've been to. Service, unbelievable.
Amazing. Almost.
You feel like you're walking into a hotel that's ready there to serve you.
Yeah.
Give you the rooms.
Almost
the
too
keys
nice.
To your room.
And this is coming from someone who's Connecticut. I will say I frequent New York. I will never say I am a New Yorker. I'm not those posers. If you are, walk. But growing up in that environment and stuff like that, I was almost like put off a little bit because of how nice that they were. It was weird. It was an odd thing. Like, and I'm not used to the Southern hospitality kind of shit.
And hospitality that's been here in Vermont forever, that's gone. That's out the window. That's
heartbreaking.
That's what we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Fall apart here. But yeah, it did have that. It was nice to have that.
So,
yeah.
So nice. Everyone was just the, and when they
it wasn't
asked
because,
you,
oh, buy things. Oh, do
no,
this.
It was like, not like, oh,
no, we
how
actually
are
enjoy
you
our jobs. We like where we are. This is great.
And when they ask you, how are you? It's like the, did I tell you, I think it was like the third time we were there. Someone actually like stopped and they like put their hands like on the counter and they looked me dead in my face and they go, how are you? I was like,
you probably look like you're ready to eat one out of the chamber.
Son.
It could have been.
Hey.
Long week.
Yeah.
Long time.
Disheveled.
We should start to get into that one.
There. Yeah.
Okay. Long week at Slam the Nuff Gallenberg.
Yeah.
Okay. This might be just a part one to that.
Okay.
Okay. Because this is such a long, out of all these years going, what a long, long week.
Yep.
You know, from year after year, like we've talked about before, getting into the show, that's a process on its own.
Yes.
Which, here's the insight from someone that is not about the clout, isn't about, I don't need to put out there meeting people or the people I know that people don't know that I know, right? Because there's people we've met this year, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if I message them, I will get something back.
Yes.
You know, and it's one of those where the ins and outs, you know, it's a process from just building the car alone.
Yeah.
To get to that point where you feel like, you know, now seeing it, you know, Gatlinburg has turned into a mini SEMA, which I heard someone talk about in the Flink Films after movie.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to whoever that guy is. You're Shout on the out. Same wavelength. I love that.
Because
it is. To us in the stance world, mini SEMA.
Yeah.
This is basically all it is. The
Good
best
quality,
of the best stance
variety,
builds
all of it.
Show up here. And yeah, there's a lot of bias because there's a lot of politics. In anything that you do, there's going to be politics. Which, from the guy winning first place overall, I will tell you from a builder standpoint and how it all goes, that should never have gotten first. I don't knock people's builds because, you know, karma's a bitch.
Yes.
You
okay.
know,
yeah,
I could say the build was trash, blah, blah, this or that. The guy had his like we've talked about before, mm-hmm. his character's personalities all over the car.
Sure.
He likes the Game of Thrones. He loves the blue. He loves all of the over-the-top LEDs everywhere.
Yep.
You know, from the wheel rim lights to the TVs to every, like, corner and turn in his car has an LED strip on it.
Yep.
Not my style.
No.
Not into it.
Not mine either.
Do I like the paintwork that was on the hood and the ghosting and all that? Yes, that's good. That's the type of shit that's
high quality. It's
just a high quality, cool that you have art like that all in there.
Yep.
Way overdone. The bent wheel thing. Yeah, no.
Which was verified to my understanding. So,
no, oh, it was. I mean, you can't miss it. I missed it. There is times that because I overlook cars, I don't look into them.
Yes.
That was a build that as soon as I see it from 50 feet away, I have zero interest.
Yes. And I think
not an eye catcher for me.
Yeah.
I'm
should
not
get into
for that
just a little bit because it was, I'll say slightly out of place given the show that it was.
The show has a standard.
Yeah.
And this is the politic portion that gets out of touch.
Yes.
Which is, I know people are your friends and you want to help people and you want them to feel like a part of it. And, yes. you know, I got to let my buddy in the show or I got to make him feel like he's part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that without doing any of that.
Yeah.
Let him have the car in the show. And if whoever it is that he may have relations with the show, have him be a help or a part of it.
You know,
because I could have at minimum, I'm going to say minimum, maximum, I could have picked three cars that I would have had to struggle to pick first overall for the whole show.
Yeah.
And that one probably, it's not even at the bottom of the list. It was never on my list.
Yeah. And
there is not enough points to even consider it
a lot
when you talk about what matters for Slamming Off Gatlinburg and what the persona is. And the people that own it, run it, they've definitely built something that is a home for me, obviously, by going year after year. It is. It is my
always look
away from
forward
home.
To it. It is truly our vacation.
Yeah, it matters the most to me when it comes to shows in general or taking my car places, seeing my friends across the country. Throwing this out there, definitely one of the farthest that comes to the show. It's over 16 hours for me to get there, over 1,000 miles one way.
Yep.
I know there's guys that come out from Washington, different parts of Canada,
mm-hmm.
People that fly in. I know there's people that flew in from Japan. I'm pretty sure this last year.
Yeah. I think a year
for traveling and driving my car the whole way there and back, and driving for the whole week, talking about how we did the Tale of the Dragon, drove that entire time. I drove my car nonstop.
Yes.
And it was a proving point for me
mm-hmm.
to prove that my stance car is actually a drivable car, which it is. You know, a lot of guys don't have the opportunity to prove that, I built a stance car, scrape, scrape, scrape. It's cool. And I have an Instagram video, but I drove the shit out of that car. And I've always beaten the shit out of that car.
Right.
But when it comes to that whole prepping to get in there, building the car is difficult enough. And then to follow the rules of the whole list of Slam the Nuff. Mm-hmm. I don't want my car to – I submitted the car one way and then we show up and it's a different way, which we had the very first year.
Right.
I completely repainted it the blue-green color that it is.
Yeah.
And didn't realize that mattered. Now, you don't know this when you're fresh and you're new.
Mm-hmm.
There's some leniency.
Yes.
Being at more than just Slamming Off Gatlinburg events with my car, taking home first in Jersey, I know that they wouldn't say, we can't have you. You changed the color of your car. You can't do that. I'm trying to make the best decision for my car in general, which is not to provide a product for another product, which the product is the show.
Right.
I'm bringing a product so that it represents you.
Yes. I'm
doing this car for me at the end of the day.
Yes. Because it's reflecting personality. And this isn't.
I enjoy building.
Yes.
And I enjoy the driving, like we talked about. I've been missing out on the driving.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy building. The struggle of building something out of this world.
Right.
Hard to do in today's age.
Yeah. Not to discourage anyone who's like, oh, I built it exactly how I want and I didn't even place or I didn't get first place. That isn't a knock on you or your personality or anything like that.
Trust me. That's our conversation with the guy that won first.
Yes. So just.
I'm not picking myself.
No.
But the guys I would have picked, I feel bad for because it is hard to please me in cars.
Yeah.
What blows people's minds is probably the simplest thing for me where I'm like, yeah, I could have built that. I wouldn't have chose any of that.
Mm.
I feel like you've taken away from what the uniqueness of the car is by doing this. You didn't add to it, you know.
Fair, fair.
So that's why I like what
people have. And that's just a take.
The Instagram famous cars. There's some of them where I'm like, guys, you think that's crazy and cool? You can go do it too.
Yeah.
You know, I understand. Like, it might just be bolt-on. The guy worked hard. The guy or girl, because we always keep girls out of the conversation. Girls too.
Yeah.
That worked really hard to build their cars, yep. You know. Whichever
guys are out there.
Yeah. And whoever built the car for you, or if you actually took the time to build it yourself in your own free time. You know,
absolutely.
You people could do that too.
Yep.
You know, people always see these cars and think, I could never.
Yes.
Not true.
No, it takes time, trial and error, plenty of error.
I took the collective of going to all these shows when I had all my Saabs.
Right.
And taking in a million ideas. It was never ending ideas. Not for the Saabs, but for the stance world alone.
Mm-hmm.
And
seeing the trends and development.
Yeah.
Of
and see, and I hate the trends. I'm not the trend.
Yeah.
You know, molding hasn't been the trend, and I've had the molded wide body on for 4 years.
Yeah.
And if you went 4 years back in time, nobody was doing the molded wide body. Yeah, maybe SEMA cars. That made sense.
Mm.
The guys that took the time to do it that are rolling off the trailer.
Sure.
Not doing a whole lot. I mean, yeah, see, you're sitting there like, oh, I can't even recall back even then.
No, and to be super transparent, I didn't actually start going into shows until I met Alan. Like, H2O, not a thing.
No, Wolfsgar. When I met you at Wolfsgar.
Wolfsgar.
Yeah, of 2017?
Didn't know that was a thing until you. So yeah. I was very out of, you know, the world that is car shows and stuff like that.
And
I went
a lot
to car
of
meets
people
locally,
think that I'm, I, you
it was
know,
never that.
When they realize my car has been in there or it's a repeat offender in the show.
Right.
That I, you know, it's, you're, you know, some big shoot in a little world type of thing.
Yeah.
No. It's not that way. You know, I mm-hmm. just love bringing my car. I love meeting people like we have Eric.
Yeah. Shout out
who
Eric.
Also wide body. We've had this conversation constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And this last year we've established it. This is what makes it fun. He's won first place at Gatlinburg and second place multiple times.
Yes.
For his 15 plus wide body. It's not molded on.
Nope.
It doesn't need to be molded to be beautiful.
But it's done very
well. You know, it's got a really great, you know, once again, personality, the
yes.
character to it. It screams Eric in and yeah. out. And that we're
in the best
in
way.
That. It's a red 15 plus with a wide body on it, Orion wide yeah. body kit on it.
Yes.
You know, carbon fiber, his touch. He loves Momo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that shit looks great in his car.
Interior trunk.
The interior, you know, he's taken the last few years to build that up.
Yeah, that
and
was
I haven't touched
the last
mine.
Piece. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're missing that, you know, and that's the thing is Eric has blatantly told me he's worked hard to basically make sure he's ahead of me.
Right.
You know, when it comes to that,
which
I'm like, dude,
flattering.
I haven't gotten there yet because I haven't truly done anything to my car in 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, I've put it on hold since I have changed the color of the car.
Right.
I've only done minimal things that are really not that entertaining.
Mm.
They're just not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did them as it's a little different, but. You know, from wheels to roof rack and Thule box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that trend needs to die. Okay.
As I just got a roof rack.
You got the roof rack. But, you know, the trend of how everybody last year at GAT or anywhere, Internet Warrior on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, nobody had Thule boxes.
No.
Or Yakima boxes.
No.
Right? And then a month before going to GAT, you know, me sitting there like... We need to get all of our shit down there. And you know what? Stance cars don't fit all your stuff when you go on vacation.
No, they do not. You
cannot fit everything. Even with my four-door, it's not possible. And,
yeah.
I mounted everything underneath the trunk
mm-hmm.
for my air ride. And I still didn't have enough room in my trunk.
Yeah.
So here we are. You know, I need a roof rack box.
Yeah.
I get it paint matched. You know, I hustled it up. Got a roof rack. Made this happen. Everything was all painted once again. Nobody thinks it's paint. I don't care. You know, and I made it so we could bring all of our stuff down. Yes, golf clubs and all. Ooh, bougie golf clubs and a roof box. Whatever. It wasn't a snowboard or skis. Don't care. It had backpacks, my equipment, tools, you name it. And I get down there and realize, oh, shit. Every person had a box.
Yeah.
I would say a good 25%, 30% of cars in the show had a Thule box on top.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is a trend?
Or some sort of.
I'm not someone on the internet all the time when it comes to following trends.
Yes.
I'm not. I'm not into the whole, like, I have to do the same edits, clout, any of that. I do not post.
No, you do not. And I swear to God.
This is the lack of people knowing my car.
I have to, like, post on this kid's behalf. I swear to God.
And this is the lack of my car being blown up or, you know, going somewhere because I'm just so busy building and working. I don't. I'd rather enjoy seeing the few things I want to see on my feed and move along. Yeah, true. Cool to see the car trends, but I just – the time that I could be spending editing a video and taking my car photos and videos and such, mm-hmm. I could just keep building cars.
True.
That hour, 2 hours that you spend sitting there eating, drinking, playing on your phone, hitting the editing stuff, that's a lot of block sanding.
Yeah.
that's a lot of time of taking parts off and putting parts on that I need.
Right. And not to say like, what am I trying to say? Not to make it sound like a big headed or anything like
it's
that.
It's not a bad thing. I'm not that guy.
Right.
I'm
just not that guy. From not posting as much as, let's be honest, you probably should, you have gotten recognized tremendously over the last 2 years
without promotion of any sorts.
Zero.
Literally zero. Once again, Slam the Nuff family, thank you,
shout out,
because honestly I would not go to Gatlinburg.
Yeah,
this year I said I don't think, you know, I got my new wheels, mm-hmm. the whole setup, the box, mm-hmm. JDM front grill, all these, a new lip, all that random little baby stuff to throw on
details.
It's like I don't really know if the car is, you know, gonna get in. It only really looks like to me like I changed my wheels,
which I said like he's a, like you're in.
Yeah, and you know, I said I'll maybe go vacation, but yeah, I won't
because
care
it is
for the
a
car.
Good enough environment.
Yeah, I'll
for
go
vacation.
See the cars, but you know, the car itself won't be down there because it wasn't worth it to me at that point.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, the car got in, and I brought it down. Now mm-hmm. nobody would have saw how this car was set up ever really unless I went down and got in.
Yeah.
So thanks to them for getting it in for another year.
Right.
You know. Gonna shoot for Sunday this next year.
Yes, sir.
Whole different setup. Car is only going out for Slam the Nuff, pretty much.
Yep.
It's the only time I have to get it done is from now till then. And it'll have to be worked on that entire time.
Sure.
That's just how I do it.
All hands on deck.
I'll spend the next, you know, 11 months, actually 10 months getting ready to bring
actually,
that car out.
Jesus. Yeah.
It's actually less than that. I think I only have 8 months.
Yikes.
Since September.
See, it's getting shorter just
it
by
gets
talking
shorter
about
and shorter as we talk about it right here.
So just to lightly bring it on back to the winner, by the way, apology, we're late to the topic, but it's worth mentioning just because this is new for us. But the idea of the winner, and this is nothing against Slam the Nuff, I need to understand. Not that I need to understand, but I just like to understand what the idea is, right? Because when you build that environment and you build the setting and you build the opportunity, right, for the variety to be there, like the variety is good. Never against the variety. But this is truly one of – like it was a car that didn't shout to me like it
– Which car is this?
The Charger. That was like I respected the quality of it because quality was good. The paint was good. The theme was strong. Like it was very committed.
Oh, the guy loves Game of Thrones. Have at it. You like the Ice King? You like the Ice King.
I was just kind of.
I like Pokemon. He likes Ice King from Game of Thrones. Right. You know,
exactly.
Whatever. Cool.
Yeah. So I guess I was just struggling to understand.
That theme is coming this next year.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, in more ways than one.
Pokemon is coming.
But yo, Pokemon for life, by the way.
It is.
We're talking to a couple of 1999ers here, so
Well, 93 and 95.
There it is.
1999.
So at which point, I wish I understood. I wish I was in that little circle of conversation. Because it will never be a car that you thought
would
win.
Once again, we get back in the politics of car shows.
Right.
It's in everything that you do when you go to the grocery store, you go to a town meeting, you go to watch your kid's game. It's all about whose kid gets to play, blah, blah. Same thing with what we're dealing with.
Right.
You know, you want to be a part of that conversation. Who decided that, right? It's like, what made you decide that?
So do you think they will...
I'm not trying to, you know, say, oh, you're so horrible for that. Why would you do that? Why would you give that to maybe someone that you're... I don't know if he's friends with anybody there.
Right.
It doesn't really matter. But when it comes to some of us that drive our car 1,000 miles, 16 plus hours mm-hmm. to get there, mm-hmm. spend all this time and effort into this. And, you know, when I have my competitive attitude towards it,
right,
the last thing I'm thinking about is a Charger that's built like that.
Right.
That has a different group and scene for that type of build. And that's not slammed enough.
Right.
You know, the people viewing it and are part of the scene in the sense of the TikToks, the trends and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you see those kind of cars.
Because it is attention.
It is you attention. Know what I mean? It's just that's not the car that fits the persona of the stance world.
We'll take away our understanding.
Yeah. To my little pea brain mind of doing the stance.
One of a billion. Yeah.
Yeah. Like being a part of all the builders that show up there, mm-hmm. that doesn't fit the bill.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit the
vibe. Essence of what we're, because it was.
You watch after movie after after movie and all these cars, and you show up and you see that car, you're kind of like, that has nothing to do with what I've ever seen before.
So, with respect, it is different.
It is different, but it's not. Stance it's, world
it,
different.
Yeah, it's yes.
not a part of what anybody that's in the young kids to, you know, teens to
right.
20-year-olds and young 30-year-olds mm-hmm. that are really heavily into the yeah. stance car world. Yes, the guy I parked to the TTRS the oh, first year. God,
what a, great what guy. A guy.
Great
what a
guy. Guy. That's not stance. It was stance and fitted for the track.
Yes.
It was 800 plus horse.
Fully.
Amazing. Show me the videos.
Like,
great
car. Holy hell. Like but, the stories he was telling us.
But once again, I'm like, I'm parked next to a guy that doesn't have a stance car.
Nope.
You know, I thought I'm, but you it know, had I'm at stance. A stance show.
But it had its own stance.
It so had its own stance, it. But it doesn't fit the grouping. Yes. You know, it doesn't fit what is in that category. If we went to a hot rod show and I showed up with my car, it's oh, not a hot God. Rod.
Dude, we might. They might spray paint our cars.
But that's my point. It's like, yeah. it's not a hot rod. I didn't show up it with isn't. A hot rod. Yeah. Okay, that Charger, you didn't show up with a stance car.
No.
You did not show up with a slammed enough after movie stance car. And it's not just about, I'm not trying to say it's about after movies. I'm not trying to say it's about any of that. I'm just trying to say about what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
We didn't get that.
Yeah.
You know, what I see on my phone when it comes to awesome, perfectly fitted stance cars,
mm-hmm.
I didn't see that with that car.
Nope.
And I don't want to keep pressing on that because he's not the only car there that I was a little questionable about.
Sure.
You know, it's just that one obviously stood out. It stands out the most for everybody. And yeah, when people keep talking about it, it never ends. And I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about the fact that, you know, there's other cars that are there that shouldn't have been there as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be a bad guy for this, but bags and wheels or coils and wheels slammed, you know, is not a build.
No.
We can get really angry about that. You know, people are like, well, you know.
It contributes to
it's
one.
A build. It's a stance car. It's like, no. If that's the case, then I'll go buy, you know, bags for you and three-piece wheels for you, and you should be the coolest dance car ever. Like, that's not what it's about.
No.
You know, and people don't realize, like,
there's
you clout chasing because you put bags and camber and wheels doesn't make it a build. You correct. Know, it's just not a thing. I'll say it over and over again. It's not a build. No. It's not a build.
And that if you're mad, you're mad.
You can be mad, but you need to realize that that's a starting point. That's a real good starting point if you want it to be your starting point.
Exactly. No. Like before
I won't
anyone
knock
gets
you if you're like, this is what I've done so far.
Yes.
This is what's next.
Because it contributes to one.
Yes.
It is.
You have to have a motivation to your
salt and pepper to the dish. It is not the dish.
Nah.
You feel me?
Yeah. It's not the main course. It's not what you're looking to.
No.
You know.
It contributes.
It does.
It contributes. It's encompassing a lot. All of it. Does it make up a good portion? Sure.
Yeah, it does.
Like from the
first,
visual.
You know,
it's right there.
We've had this argument. You know, we've had an individual. Nauseam. You know, mention that paint and body doesn't matter.
Yep.
Okay. And you know what? The world revolves around our eyes and what we see.
Yes. The initial allure.
And you know what? Whether it be a
also for
pebble,
things outside of cars, right?
You see them.
The initial appearance.
Everyone loves nature. The most beautiful waterfall in the mountain behind it, and you cliff jumping. Ah, oh, so perfect. Cool. But you know, when you get told that paint and body doesn't matter as you're doing paint and body, you know, whoever this individual is if they ever care to listen.
Unnamed.
Yeah, they'll know it's about them, but. When your life revolves around it and you're doing it and someone tells you that none of that matters, it's like, do you know how stupid that sounds?
Yeah.
because it's not just about the, you know, drift cars in general is about your style and your look. Mm-hmm. Here we are in the stance world. It's about that stance, that look,
sure,
that vibe, that feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The stance look doesn't care about what's underneath the hood. You know, when it, you first yeah. look at it, stance world is about how does it look
if you rip
stanced.
It, yeah.
How does it look stanced?
Yes.
Okay. Drift cars. How cool does it look?
Yes.
With its livery and crazy glittered paint jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at this thing sling around the track.
Yes.
You know, and it's one of those where, whether I'm getting off track or not, it's like, you have to have more to it. You know.
Yes. It's all factors. That's what it I is. Don't Every understand.
That's that, I like, think that's my point is that everything factors in.
So like
eventually.
Yes.
So yes, the wheels and your coils or your bags.
Yep.
And your clean factory paint job, which is fine. You know, if you can keep your factory paint job clean. Yep. I hate factory paint jobs because they're usually really shitty.
Yeah.
So they don't last. Yes. You know, you're chipped up and you're constantly trying to do a paint correction,
mm-hmm.
which is at the end of the day, you're just chasing your tail.
Yes. And you know, to help everybody encompassing to understand exactly what we're kind of trying to convey here, if you haven't followed thus far, it's kind of like if you were to have, say, factory paint, factory lights, factory everything, but you had wheels and it was lowered.
Then you've lost me there. I could care less.
Stock wheels, stock everything, but a wild paint job. Are either of those builds? Are either of those like, holy hell, you really are breaking the mold here?
Like, I couldn't show you a car that just had a crazy paint job but is stock, and I couldn't show you a car that stance but concept. Doesn't have anything else to it.
Bingo.
You know, with your bags and wheels, your coils and wheels,
especially
whatever it is.
When you consider
your cat back is not a build.
The mecca that is Slammed
Enough.
Your intake's
not a build.
You know, all these other shows that I don't know why I'm just blanking all of a sudden, but Slammed Enough, all these guys.
Tuner Evolution,
Wolfscar, all the SEMA. Like, you don't get in.
Timeless Expo. Event. Wonderful event for a first time thing in Jersey.
Exactly.
Great. Great vibes.
Yeah. Honestly, you know. So much fun. We're so going back.
We're going off track of Slammed Enough.
Welcome to Skid Pad Podcast. It is a skid pad because there is no track. We hit
there,
Kona,
there,
Kona
a, there is no straight track
it,
here.
It, is,
true.
What, it
true.
Is what it is. So, no, to it, it is attributes. It is it's items to be viewed at scale to say it is part of a build. It is not the build. All right?
Yeah.
Case in point. Bang.
I'll be your least favorite person if you think coming to me and telling me that, you know, or acting as if we're on the same level of built mm-hmm. when I know all you have is some camber parts,
yep.
some, you know, town bicycle used three-piece wheels that you didn't put time into to clean them up because your faces are pitted,
yep.
you know, or your chrome plating is flaking.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm looking at a factory inside, factory outside.
Yeah.
It's not a disrespect thing. It's just like, I have worked really hard to be where I am.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys have all these people that you follow and that you respect and they're so far along. I'm not at that level
yet.
I'm saying like, as in I'm not at that level of I just started.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. No.
You know, no. I'm at that point where I'm sitting back. I build my cars the way I build them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've gained a lot of respect over the years. There'll only be a lot more as time goes on.
Right.
And I don't want you to sit there and think your bags and wheels is going to make my socks get rocked off.
Yeah, it's hard.
That portion of Gatlinburg, okay? Yeah. Yes, that is the majority of what you see just driving around.
Sure.
Coils, camber, slam, bags, coil, or
and if
bags,
you're having
wheels,
fun,
slam.
Get after it.
Have fun. Just have fun with
have
it.
Have fun.
That's what it is. Have just fun have out there fun. Driving around because that's really all we care about.
Yeah.
That's why I say when I go into this show, I want to bring you the artwork that I did. It's like a class, you know, artwork.
Sure.
You know, project
it's a gallery. It's a gallery.
Yeah. We're I want to show you it, but I'm going there because I don't have roads like that.
Oh, my God.
I have
God.
The same views, though.
Yo, Connecticut don't got shit like that, dog. I'm
but Vermont,
you.
I have the same views as yeah, Tennessee you, and the Smokies has. It's the same thing. Yep.
It is. Yo, it is.
It's no different.
It is Vermont just south.
It's just it's blown. Vermont but south.
So much fun.
You know, and yes, the roads are a million times nicer, which is why I like driving my car down there.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, here I am. I'm trying to give you my art project, and I hope I get an A+.
Yeah.
And it's not from the teacher. It's from the people that see it. Because the
market, yep.
I'm sure anybody that will ever listen to this will think, man, what a dickhead he is. He's actually going for clout, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's like, you know what? I want someone to take my car as their idea, which I've surprisingly had one person take my car as their idea that they're building their car off from, and he's in Japan with a 15 plus.
Oh, my God.
And,
yo.
And he has told me that my car is his inspiration to his build, and it's like, it should be the other way around.
Which?
You know, if we want to go mainstream here, and people always talk about, I'm building my car like it. I'm like making a JDM, okay?
Yeah.
And everything's tastefully JDM. And yep. I'm sitting here like, how is it from someone from Japan is messaging me, sending me videos of their car, putting on the same wide body as that I have, trying to figure out how to make it work, and telling me I'm the inspiration of their build.
Wild.
And it's not from someone here, but I'm hoping that with the car showing up to these events, some kid somewhere that's in the middle of building his car says, I want to do that too.
And to be honest,
I want to make it cooler than that guy's car.
And
I want to put my imagination to the test.
Yep. Like, and there might be going on and that we don't know about. It's not like everyone that has the idea is immediately going to you being like, hey, thank you for – like, so this might be going on in the background.
I mean, you've seen people come up and ask questions all the time. They want to know.
Yo.
You know, they want to know so many different things. I'm okay
with – Is a nice rat – where'd you get the rat? That's it. First of all, that's the immediate. So,
one. Which is – you know, I'm over it. You know, if you guys want to keep asking if I have a rap, keep asking if I have a rap. I
find it funny.
I mean, but, I know I don't
knowing
have a
what
rap,
goes on in the
I'm
background,
not going to rap anything. Other than have livery on certain vehicles of mine, not a, obviously a full rep, but it's always going to be base and paint.
Or like PPF or something like that, where it's like in the front when it's very expensive car. But yeah, no, I enjoy the questioning. I enjoy the back and forth, the going up and being like, oh my God, I really, and just all of a sudden we don't see you for like 20 minutes, but that's the name of the game,
which is fine because that's the life I like to live.
Yeah,
which is, you know,
it's so
I guess the downfall is that when you're answering questions so much, you never get to actually go look and ask questions to someone else that owns a vehicle.
Yep,
because I always like to ask to get ideas.
Sure.
Which is, my build is off from ideas from multiple different vehicles,
just an oshbosh of different
if someone wanted to be like, oh, you know, like you know, why'd you build it that way, I could be like, oh man, asked me 5-6 years ago and every year, and you know, would you take from what vehicle? I couldn't tell you, remember? Yeah. I just know that I took each little thing after different vehicles.
Yep. And it's all some of it could be just like random back in the day thought that just finally finds its way into an opportunity.
Oh, I have things in my head that I have not yet to make it on the car that it's a lot of work to do.
Yep.
And you have to have the time to do it or the money, depending on what you're adding to it.
Yes.
You know, I'm all about taking something really expensive and cutting it up and ruining it. Because seeing some people in the 15 plus world, they'll want to be wide body, but they want to buy Varus.
Mm.
So they won't want to cut up something Varus, but then they'll add the wide body on certain parts and pieces that they don't care about.
Yep.
I'll take that thing and I will cut it up, you know, because that's the unique portion that is out of this world.
Yeah.
Right. That's my vibe is why do you care so much
about my stuff?
About one, my stuff, and two, like you're putting it on because you really liked it from the company. And there's a lot of people that end up eventually buying something like that. And it's like, you're all the same. I'm now officially bored or, you know, I'm no longer interested.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, Well, nobody cut one up yet.
Mm.
Okay, I'll cut it up. Because then you'll have the idea in front of you.
Like,
and
oh,
maybe you'll want to cut it up when you realize that's awesome. That works. It's cool. It's functional.
Full commitment.
It looks right.
I can
fully commit now.
Yeah.
So someone always has to be the test dummy and break through the barrier.
And innovate.
If I'm your test dummy, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I don't completely have the wallet for it, but I'll try as hard as I can.
We'll get there.
Yep, I have no problem testing it for other people that don't think that they want to do it.
No, yeah. And one of the biggest factors
I will cut things up. I cut chassis up.
We get
it. You'll
cut
them up. I will cut it up.
Keep saws away from this kid. Don't run with scissors. So, but actually, to just echo that a little bit, I never thought of cutting up a bumper or this or that. And literally, through happenstance, I've cut up the rear bumper because of an accident. So we try to make that look
okay.
Anywhere.
Near, any better than any, it was any before. Decent,
which, I mean, we're working with salvage parts here. And then the front bumper to cut out a hole for a side exit exhaust on a 15 plus.
Simple things. Wow. Simple things.
But to me, that is me pushing myself because it was never a
thought process. These are your boundaries. Your boundaries have been pushed. Right. Which, that is, if anybody wants to know, Adam is, you know, the typical trying to break through and commit. Mm-hmm. You know, it's most people in the car community do not push the boundary or commit.
No. And that's just me being.
Yeah. Simple bolt-ons and, you know, simple aesthetics is what a lot of people like to do because,
I'm one of them.
Most people don't. That's what sets there it is. Mm-hmm. This is it. This is what separates it from everybody when you go to Gatlinburg.
Yes.
The people that have the cars that are in the show are the people that fully commit.
Yes.
And the people that are there to view it are the people that imagine and don't and fully commit and somehow need that push to commit.
Yeah.
You know, because I see a lot of the same cars and they haven't changed, which that's why I don't like to go unless I've changed something major.
Got it.
Because I don't like looking at the same thing over and over again, which is what I think a lot of things have happened to Slammed Enough over the years is this last year. They didn't have a good turnout at Slammed in the Smokies. Is that what it is? Their beginning deal there?
Yes.
That didn't go over very well. Yes. Fake wheels, stock suspension, whatever you want to call it. More of that than anything at that event. And, you know, that lets a lot of people down because they want to be, you know, they want to be rattled. They want to walk in there and be like, no way that this thing is set up this way.
Yeah.
Like, no way that this guy did this. And you sit there and you're like, I can't believe he made it work.
Yeah.
Like, how did he do that? You know? Because a lot of times people are like, you know, I don't know how to make that work. Well, if we can show you things that it can work, now ask and we can tell you. So how do you make a car look the way mine is? don't care.
Yeah, honestly. Caution to the wind, experiment.
When you want to take that leap and you have that half a second where you second guess yourself, you can't second guess.
No,
that is true. You just, there's the commitment. That's the barrier.
You're looking at and being like, man,
when you're trying to do a cliff jump
through? Yeah.
And you're like, you give yourself that half a second, you tell yourself not to, and then you turn around. And you
feel that big toe just curl over the edge. And you're like, man, do I jump?
And if you say, I don't know, as soon as you say, I don't know, you're not going to do it.
Yeah. I've said, I don't know plenty.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here like, I'm doing it.
Cliff?
I'm doing it. Yeah. It's just like, I'm doing it. Because I know if
I got
don't,
a rope, right?
Yeah, I
right,
don't okay. know unless I do it. So I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I don't want to, I don't know. It's like, well, let's do it. And then we'll know.
Yes.
You know? And that's basically all of Slammed Enough.
Yeah.
Is everyone is the whole like, well, I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. Whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. It's either going to come out great or I'm going to epically fail and have to try again.
Yeah.
And yeah, those are the individuals that show up there. Those are the individuals doing it. So here I am cutting up a brand new car. I bought it brand new and 4 months later, it's all in pieces.
Yeah. Which,
okay, we're going to do our best to make it look the best that I want it to look.
Yeah.
Which
but that's what it takes.
It is what it takes.
Like, okay, case in point. If you told me brand new car, cut up fenders, all this other stuff, and it's like, to me, that's a big commit. I'm like, oh man,
that's a small commitment now. That is so small. Yeah. It's like, you're either going to put a kid on it or you're not.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to have a straight body car. There's some factory cars, it's like, no, they did a good job. Why are you touching it? How dumb could you be?
Yep.
Well, I'm pretty dumb. I'd probably still cut it up if they made a kit for it or I make my own kit. You know, I'll still fuck it up.
Yeah. Like the new, was it Corolla hatchback or whatever the hell it is?
That's fine the way it is.
I don't really need to cut that car up. Yeah, I think it came out great.
Yeah. I mean, highly unfortunate that comes out as soon as the STI dies, but marketing, the world, how it works. Fuck them. Yeah. Whatever. Cool car, though.
Funny. Yeah,
can't wait to see if Toyota signs and rallies and can compete with Vermont Sports Car. Mm. That would be great.
I think it's got a shot.
You know, if there, it has there's already. Things I know that some people don't know.
Yeah.
And you got the inside. Toyota needs to pull out and bring out the big guns and throw some competition at Vermont Sports Car.
Mm.
You know, right now that hatch is the biggest hope that we have for innovating and pushing the boundaries and making things like Vermont Sports Car not reign the champ of rally racing.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
There's a threshold that is just stuck.
Yeah.
You know, Subaru owns the rally world, and it's here in Vermont, and it's, you know, Vermont Sports Car. They built the best rally cars in the world. Hard to beat. You need someone to push the limits.
Yeah.
And be like, you're not as good as you think you are anymore.
Mitsubishi, get mad.
Toyota get mad with that Corolla and just
every,
make it happen.
You know, every you know how nice of you to throw in to their like, face. Oh, but you don't know.
Nah, because we can get in that conversation like, with Tyler to, and his Evo.
Respect to Evo. Evo's fire. You will never hear me be
great,
like.
Great noises. I like the noises. So good. I'm not a Mitsubishi guy.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not saying that. What it is. Oh, I'm going to pick the WRX over an Evo, but like push comes to shove.
Strong
I'm just not an Evo guy. It's not entertaining to me.
No.
I just haven't found the entertainment that other guys have over Evos. And you can sit there and say, Evo guys, we're better than all of you. Okay, well, you don't own the rally world. You don't own the all-wheel drive world. Okay?
Sorry.
You have your perks of what your platform has.
Every other platform.
Same as every other platform. Yeah. But don't sit there and just say that, like, Your car's not better than
you're not a
WRX or an STI.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
No,
you're at the same playing field. You know, like I said, we Subaru owns the rally world, but like, I mean, I'd love to see you take on any of the newer all-wheel drive like BMWs or Audis.
With the new Evo. Exactly.
There's a reason it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Oh.
It's not that it's a car that car enthusiasts don't want. It's just, you know, don't sit there and keep saying that your Evo is better than STI. You know how many vehicles there are on the planet? Why are you picking on STI and WRX guys?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
We let that die out a while ago.
Like,
let
when you were born and then you picked this car
and
you got an Evo, was there like some chip that was downloaded in you that says to hate all Subarus?
Yeah.
Where does this hatred
come
from?
Like, hey, man.
I actually want to know, where's the hatred come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where's the origin story of that? Evo guys have to only hate Subaru WRX or STI owners.
Yo, and I don't understand it because it would be one of the, and not, you know, we're being hyperbolic, but at the same, it's not like every Evo guy we see, they just immediately look through the window and it's like, they just flip us off. But
like,
at
it's
the same
great,
time,
it's great banter, right? It's great banter,
it's so
but it's so fucking
it.
Old.
Yeah.
I'm so over it.
It's one of those where we're just
yes,
at
you
each
could
other
put
like,
on an intake and exhaust and a fucking tune, and a good tune, and you're always going to have more power.
Sure.
And it's going to handle it better than my full bolt on with a tune.
Right.
And I still don't have enough power to keep up.
No. And the fact that
I don't care.
The fact that we've seen Evo 10s hit 1,000 horsepower and absolutely like go nuts on the Texas 2K and all that stuff. It's like respect. Like,
yeah. Wonderful.
Proper.
I'm
proper
so platform. Glad that you did a big giant build like everyone else that wants 1,000 plus horse.
But the second we start to remove tarmac, sorry.
Yeah. I mean? Well, like, on top of that, when you get into like, the 1,000 plus world, it's no longer about, you know, oh, I'm in an Evo. It's like, it's just the shell now.
Yeah.
What's the style shell you want to be sitting in when you got 1,000 plus horse in that platform of whichever choosing you have? I mean, fuck.
Hmm.
Think about that. Like, you're in the 1,000 plus horse world. You're either, you know, you're in a Supra, GTR, or a Corvette. Like, do I want to be in the Corvette?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to be in the Supra? Do I want to be in the GTR? Mm-hmm. Like, yes. Those the platforms that do the 1,000 plus horse. And I guess at that point, it's what do I want to sit in? What do I want to hear?
Yeah.
And no, you can't say that, they have their own unique noises and blah, blah, blah. What do you do when you have a Supra with a twin turboed LS in it?
Mm.
It's a matter of the fact that he wants to sit in that car. It's not because, Supra, 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 it's
right.
better than everybody else. No. No, it's
especially
what he wanted
to
sit in. So an Evo with 1,000 plus horse, maybe that's what that guy wants to sit in while he's going super fucking fast.
Sure.
Yep. And then here we are. I'm sick of the whole conversation of, my Evo is better than your Subaru. Okay, bro, you're the last thing on my mind.
Cool guy.
Yeah, like cool. I can handle the little bit of jabs back and forth with someone like Tyler and his Evo.
Oh, yeah.
But for me, at the end of the day...
I really do like his Evo, though.
Yeah, it's great Evo. I'm glad it's out of the norm. It's back. Yeah. Three-piece wheels. Great.
Yep.
But, like, do I care about if an Evo is better than my Subaru?
No.
Have at it.
But that
is it going to matter when I throw an LS in it? No.
No.
Still, once again, you can say that your Evo is better than my LS Subaru. It still doesn't hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I don't know too many swap Evos, actually. Now I think it's because they're so, like, they try to be super
motor platform's great.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it is strong. It's a good
platform. Our biggest argument, okay, fail point, 5-speed transmission. That's, you know,
if we're going to pulse space.
The Evo is lacking with a 5-speed.
Yeah.
What we do here.
Yeah.
Whatever. But that's where I'm at with that.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to tell you.
No, that's fine. I mean, we're at 55 minutes. So.
Holy hell.
Yeah. Another hour one, baby. We're out here.
We are out here.
We got stuff to talk about.
I guess that's we could end that with part one.
Part
one. And we didn't
didn't even.
I'll put this. It's on the record. Adam didn't let me fully, you know, discuss my Gatlinburg, you know, that whole week.
What?
We kind of veered off, but it's okay. Well, Skid Pad Podcast.
Hit a couple cones sometimes. Sometimes we're on track. Sometimes we're off track. You know what I mean?
We'll be back for episode 3.
Yeah, buddy. All right. If you made it this far, thank you. Appreciate you. Review. Let us know what you want us to talk about next. And, yeah, I guess we'll just see you in the next one. Peace.